There's a smirking bit of irony in Facebook's recent purchase of the retro photo app Instagram. The very symbol of new media's social reach paid $1 billion to scoop up Instagram, which popularized nostalgia for photo effects of bygone days. Snapstagram brings the digital transformation of photography one step further. The service prints out your faux vintage shots and then mails them to you in the actual mail. Jared Gibbons is co-founder of Snapstagram, which has 10 days to go on its Kickstarter campaign. He's also a philosophy major at Ohio State University. Jared, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Hi, how you doing?
Very well. Curious about your campaign. You've got 10 days left to go on your Kickstarter page, but already received more than 200% of your original goal. So what are you offering that has people so excited?
Yeah, it's been actually rather surprising the amount of support we've had, but essentially, I work with two other friends of mine in the Columbus, Ohio area, but we pretty much just realized that there was a problem, and, you know, we have all these images on our phones, but we've kind of lost touch with the fact that we can take those things and make them tangible still, and you can utilize them in so many different fun and creative ways. But we created a service called Snapstagram that allows you to basically print your favorite Instagram photos in high-quality 4x4 format. And then we deliver them out to either your address, or you can choose to gift rolls of photos to maybe a friend or a family member. So it's pretty cool.
Given the response, do you think you're going to be able to keep up with all the demand? I mean, I'm thinking that you're going to get a lot of requests.
I think it's a challenge that we're looking forward to, definitely. I mean, right now we're just a small team, and everything we use is local as far as printing and our packaging and everything is local in Columbus. So we're keeping it small. We're hoping to be challenged with the amount of orders. I mean, too many orders in is not a bad problem to have. So we're excited about what's to come.
Well, we will tell you that there are many printers and enthusiasts here in New Hampshire. So if you think about, you know, activating locals and making pictures, I'm sure you can find them. Prior to Instagram, however, did you have any previous photography experience? I mean, you are a philosophy major.
Yeah. I mean, I personally have never, I wouldn't consider myself a professional photographer. I would honestly say that when I first downloaded Instagram, it was really the first time I realized how easy taking photos can be and honestly how fun it is. I definitely don't consider myself a professional photographer by any means, but you know, I enjoy photography and I enjoy taking pictures. And, you know, that's what's really cool about Instagram is it can take someone that maybe doesn't have all of that, knowledge about photography and allow them to at least have fun with it and, you know, create things that they feel like have value. So.
Your motto is Just Prints. Another one from the Kickstarter page is Square Photos for Unsquare People. So can you explain to the unsquare people out there what makes Instagram so cool, so appealing?
Yeah. I mean, you know, I feel like our market, the people that we tend to kind of gear ourselves towards are the creative DIY types of people. There's a lot of services out there that offer, you know, really cool Instagram things like iPhone cases and magnets and things like that. But really, you know, we don't want to limit our customers with what they buy. We want to be able to give them something that they can be fun and creative and quirky with. And, you know, those are the unsquare people that I feel like we're talking about. We're taking something very basic and something really fun and then, you know, allowing you to do whatever you want with it.
Well, what do we do with 4x4 prints? Is your next Kickstarter going to be frames?
You know, we don't have anything planned for that. You know, we obviously would love to increase, you know, our product line and be able to offer different things. One of the rewards that we're offering for our Kickstarter backers is a DIY kit, which we just pretty much provide you with a booklet with some really awesome ideas that we've used with our Instagram photos, as well as, you know, friends and family. And then it might come with some different supplies and stuff that we use here as well to help you just get a kickstart into displaying your photos. So a lot of cool things.
You know, we have just a minute left, but I'm wondering, as a philosophy major, is there a kind of, you know, philosophical approach to your business plan? Is this, you know, are you doing this for a reason, something else behind it?
I mean, philosophy is something that I've always just been super interested in. And in college, they were, you know, those are the classes that I really found myself getting into. And I feel like with philosophy, it gives you an awesome background in just critical thinking skills in general. And it allows you to take things that seem complex and break them down into really simple terms. And, you know, obviously, I think I utilize my philosophy degree in everything I do pretty much every day. But with the business, I mean, I think absolutely. I mean, I've utilized all kinds of different things with starting up the company. So it's been good to see a lot of the hard work with school actually coming into play in the real world, which is cool. So.
Well, Jared, I wish you the absolute best of luck.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me on.
Jared Gibbons, co-founder of Snapstagram and a philosophy major at Ohio State University. We do have a link to the Snapstagram Kickstarter page at wordofmouthradio.org. And stay with us for what America's mountainous trash habit says about who we are and how do we dig ourselves out when Word of Mouth continues.